My gosh, Jenny T, you hacking this stream too, brother?
Good Lord. Good Lord. This is Babyface in the Heel. Holy crap. Let's get this straight. Jimmy T, you cannot hack the system. You have to be, you have to play by the rules. Over here, we have Alpha. Over to my right, we have Jimmy T. Let's get this started right now with the post show of AEW. How'd you guys see it? Let's get started.
Brother, was that an electrifying experience or what?
That was pretty damn good. God. That was pretty good. The way this show ended, it really translates into how AEW is quite a bit more of a sensitive wrestling, because they end it with passion. They end it with sweat and tears. What do you think about that last match?
Brother, that six-man tag team match was on fire. Back and forth, up and down, in and out. Everything I like about a wrestling match, brother.
Now, Alpha, I got a question for you, because, you know, you and I, we've gone back and forth quite a bit for the last couple of months.
Hold on. It's me going at you, brother. You're just trying to stand up, but continue.
Well, what I want to do is I want to let everybody know that this right here is sponsored by corn. Jimmy Sweet Corn. Corn that you can pour. Corn that you can drink. And I want everybody out there to know, I've tried that dilly hard. It was all right. Tastes a little bit like your piss, but not that I've tried that either. You can go ahead and you can order yourself some sweet corn, and it comes straight to my profits. Continue.
You gosh damn right. This episode, each and every episode, brought to you by Dilly Hard Dill Pickle Juice, the official drink of the World Winning Federation. You get that corn out of here!
Now listen, okay. I want to ask you something, okay? Now let me understand something. Who is this Taz? Now, if I can recall correctly, way back when I was a little bitty child, there was a man used to run around in ECW. He used to say he was the Tasmanian Devil or something like that. Did AEW pick up Taz?
You gosh damn right they did, brother. Huh. But I was a little upset that he was just sitting in the commentator booth all night. He didn't lay the whack down on no jabronis.
I don't know. I didn't even see what he looked like. I wonder if he's lost all that square shape he's got. You know what I'm saying? He used to come on out, and Jimmy T went to an ECW event one time. Taz punched a fan right in the face. So, I don't know if you want to see that man in the ring. He should probably be in jail. That's my take, okay? The fans out there, they may disagree. I don't disagree. He should be in jail. I've seen it with my eyes.
Well, I've seen it with my eye that Taz is a gosh damn good wrestler and a hell of a human being. Now, you better check yourself at the door right now.
I checked when I...
All right, guys. Let's get into this. What do we think of this whole show as an overarch? Did this show live up to the AEW Dynamite quality that we've come to expect? Alpha, what did you think?
Brother, I was on the edge of my seat from the opening bell until the women's match, and then after the women's match until the end of the show. And that's what I thought about the episode, brother.
Let me just cut you off right there, because when you watch the women's matches in AEW, that is better than the UFC women's matches. That is better than the WWE women's matches. It's on par with TNA, I would say. And AEW's women's division is by far the most popular thing in all sports. So why don't you check yourself?
Get out of here. We all know that trash garbage. You know what? I got a can right here. That's where the women's division belongs.
Listen, okay.
Solid points, gentlemen.
Britt Baker. She just so happens to be a dentist. And that's near and dear to my heart. You see,
yeah, we've heard.
Couldn't tell.
Well,
we've heard that about 50 times. The only thing that she's a dentist of is sucking.
She knows how to put on that mandible claw. And I'll tell you what, the last wrestler I ever seen do that was just the other day on that WWE. That Demon Man. Bray Wyatt.
Somebody's still doing that in the WWE?
Yeah, the Bray Wyatt's trying to be that Mankind. But, you know, Britt Baker
if
seems
to don't have a sock on the hand, the mandible claw ain't worth doing. And I'll take that to the bank all day long.
Fair point. That's a fair point. But let me ask you this, Alpha. You see Dr. Britt Baker, you walking into the dentist, you going to be scared or you going to be excited? Because I know I'm excited. Oh, Lordy.
Nine times out of ten, I'll be excited, brother.
Nine times out of ten. What about that? What about that one? That one time. Is that the same package that you can get when you download the Alpha on WWE 2K20? Is that what you're talking about there?
You talking about the Alpha's package on that trash game, WWE 2K20? Where you can't even adjust the package?
Did you all hear? Ricky, I got to ask you this. This is pretty funny stuff, okay? Now, today is January 1st, 2020.
True.
Everybody who tried to play that trash game today, when they logged in, couldn't play the fucking game. It was broken. They had to issue a patch. It looked like that Y2K bug really got to them. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They had a Y2K bug in Y2K20?
I think that's another one Yuke's tossed in there, courtesy of Jimmy T. And you know what else?
Jimmy T worked on that game, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He snuck himself inside so he could go on over and hack in to the Alpha stream. And that's how he's sitting in this chair today.
Alpha, how do you respond to Jimmy T hacking that 2K20 game that you so love?
I can't even lie, brother. I'm on Jenny T's side. That game's garbage. I hate that game. Jenny T, I'll shake your guy's damn hand on this one, but I ain't going to. Hey, get that hand out of my face.
Get the fuck out of here. Alpha, you know, we've been talking so long, and I never had the chance to smell you, and I just got to tell you right now, you do smell pretty good. You do smell pretty good.
We're working on a Dilly Hard cologne as we speak. I can't let the cat out of the bag.
No, I was good.
That might be that vinegar and dill flavor that you're smelling, brother.
Well, you know the underside of an elephant's tail up near the bunghole?
I'm not familiar. Go ahead and explain, brother.
Well, when you lift up that tail, you get up nice and close, and it smells pretty damn good. So I just got to say, that's where the corn is, right there.
Is that how you get your authentic cream corn? It's digested?
It's as smooth as butter, my friend. As smooth as
golly,
butter.
Brother.
Yeah, butter.
Now, let me just say, because there's a few people out there, I'm sure, tuning in to see Jimmy T talk. And a lot of people are wondering just what the hell Jimmy Thompson's doing here on Twitch. And now, Jimmy Thompson's been around for quite some time, maybe going on 20, 25 years. You know what I'm saying? And Jimmy Thompson had a bone to pick. You know, he was the world champion in his heart all of his life. And right here, this man, Soul Train Jones, otherwise known as Virgil, the World Virgil Federation champ. For almost 20 years was this little bit of itty twerp going by the name of Razor Sharp, Master of the Universe and All Cities. Well, you might have, if you tuned in onto the YouTube channel, you would have seen Jimmy T taking that man out with a small package, rolled him right up, brother, took this belt right off his back. And I'll tell you what, when I look over and I see your little itty bitty belt, and I see my pretty, pretty belt, I gotta wonder, where'd you pick that up from? What garbage site did you get that belt from?
Brother, we had to custom order this belt from this small boutique in Italy. You ever heard of Italy? It might be pronounced Italy. But we had to go to this small boutique. This bad boy ran about $12 million, brother, and it's twice the size of your candy ass belt. It don't matter if mine's got fingerprints on it or not.
I put, you know, the only fingers that ever touch this belt? Me. Can't say so much for yours. That's all I'm saying.
I seat the belt in somebody else's hands with my own one eye. Brother, you even referenced the YouTube channel yourself.
It never happened.
That's why I'm here. We got to get to the match of the week. What do y'all think about this match of the week? What do you guys got as the match of the week this week for AEW Dynamite? Enough with all this belt talk.
Alpha, go ahead.
The match of the week was by far guaranteed, and if you have a different opinion than me, you're wrong. The six-man tag team match, brother. The symmetry of the match to start. They were doing the exact same moves back and forth the whole time. And then the finish with the pack doing that, what's it called? The Black Arrow. Brother,
yeah,
that is one hell of a move, and that takes some athletic prowess to do something like that, brother.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. Jimmy, what's your take?
You know, I'm looking down the list of matches tonight, and the one that stood out for me the most was match number one, Darby Allin versus good old Cody Rhodes. And for those of you who didn't get a chance to watch, a very important item occurred today. The acquisition of a legend, AA Arn Anderson. Come on out. Now, he's the manager of Cody Rhodes. So now you got Tully Blanchard, and you got Arn Anderson, AA. That's history being made as we watch with our own eyes. That match was one hell of a match. Darby Allin puts on one heck of a show. Now, we talked a little bit about this beforehand, and I may not like your face, but we do like the coffin drop as a maneuver. Darby Allin, that man just knows how to fly. So, I'm looking over the list, and I would say that's my match of the week, but I almost picked that female full way. I almost picked it, but I didn't. I picked that Cody Rhodes.
Now, bro, what did you think of when Darby Allin hit that coffin drop off the top turnbuckle while Cody Rhodes was laying on the apron and Cody got his knees up? What'd you think of that, brother?
Now, wow. when you look back at the WWF and the matches that we've seen back in the day, we're talking history, folks, and you see some of the maneuvers. No one has ever pulled off the coffin drop. And I don't know, man. I think he's got something messed up right here in his head, right in the center of his forehead. It must have been hit off with a belt as hard as Jimmy T's. But he just falls, and he just takes it no matter what. Those knees to the back change the course of the match, and I do have to say, good on JR for catching that.
I mean, you had to slow down the footage to see that he actually got them knees up. That was a good match, though, brother. I'll give it to him. That was a decent match, but man, that six-man tag match was electrifying, brother.
It was. Well, before we get off, Rick, I wanted to ask you something. Okay, so over the last 6 months here with AEW, Cody Rhodes, everybody knows he runs AEW, right? And as the boss man, he don't want to be going for no title. So he had a match, Chris Jericho. And he said, if I lose, I'll never challenge for the AEW World Championship again. And he lost. When you see him taking on up-and-comers like Darby Allin, does that make you upset that he might be stealing the limelight, knowing that he cannot climb that ladder and take the belt?
No. No, it doesn't. Doesn't make me upset one bit. He still wants to prove and test out these new guys. I don't think he's stealing shine. I think he's giving rub to these new up-and-comers, and he's bringing them up the right way, the way they need to be brought up, by facing the veterans and the more experienced personnel on the roster. And they might as well start by him. If you ask me, Cody Rhodes, all kayfabe aside, is a damn good leader for AEW, and he's leading by example.
Yes, he is. The Alpha. Who would you
What's
have picked?
Up, brother?
Who would you have picked as the runner-up match of the week?
Second best match of the week. Let's check out the itinerary and see who we got. We had Darby versus Cody. Respectable match, brother.
Yeah.
Mox versus Trent. Dustin versus Sammy Guevara, the Spanish god himself. I'm not even going to mention that women's match because that was... never mind. I'm going to go for sure, brother, with Dustin versus Guevara. That's the second best match of the week because you know what? How old is Dustin Rhodes? He's got to be at least 75 or 80 years old. judging by them bags under his eyes.
Now, Dustin has been around a long time. Used to be called Dustin Runnels. Used to be called the Natural. And now, he is known as the son of Dusty Rhodes himself. And that man knows how to put on a show. And he looks about 35, maybe 40 years old to me.
How are you gonna skip over his gosh damn best character of all, Goldust?
Who?
You never heard of Goldust?
Nah, I heard of Stardust, Cody Rhodes.
Goldust, brother, one of the best wrestlers of all time. But anyways, that match versus Sammy Guevara was a dang banger, brother. He was throwing them clotheslines at him all night long. He does a better clothesline than anybody in the business.
Now, Sammy Guevara is one hell of a wrestler, and Ricky commented beforehand, what is he, 19? And I think he's in that range, right, 19, 21. And Ricky, what did you think of his action out there in the ring?
Definitely beyond his years. Definitely beyond his years. He gave Dustin a damn good match, and I'm with Alpha on this one. Little impartial, trying to be impartial, but I think that was the second best match of the whole card. I gotta say, Sammy Guevara did a damn good job.
You know who I don't care much for? I just gotta go out there and say it. I don't care much for this. This guy stands there wearing the sunglasses. I think they call him Lemon Man. I don't care too much for this man.
You are not talking about my brother, Freshly Squeezed Orange Cassidy.
I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Yeah, hold that for me right there. Hold that for me. Thank you. Just told my assistant under the table.
What's he doing down there? What is he doing down there? I ain't going to comment, but this guy, okay, he comes into the ring. He puts his hands into his pockets. What's that going to do? You tell me, what's that going to do?
Brother, he's about to light him up with some of the most dangerous kicks in the game.
I do agree that he has some nasty kicks. I just don't believe that jean jacket is going to work well in that ring, brother. I don't think he can really get down and dirty off the ropes with that jean jacket.
He puts his hands in the pockets. He does that to generate force from the shoulders down to the legs.
Okay. I see. All right. Now, before we continue on to the next segment, I got to ask a question. Where was my Luchasaurus? Where was my Luchasaurus? I did not get to see my Luchasaurus wrestle. And when he started to talk, they cut the camera, brother. And I did not like that at all. Ricky, you saw it. What happened on that segment? What the hell was going on?
Wow. That little promo, that was a weird promo. I think Luchasaurus was under the influence of something, or the cameraman did not want to see Luchasaurus and cut it quick.
You know, Marco Stunt went to talk, and Luchasaurus said no. Luchasaurus started to talk. I think, you know, I want to say, Alpha, I think you were taking a piss or filling up that jug of Alpha piss. And you missed this one, but Luchasaurus, man, he went to talk. They cut that camera. Next thing you know, we're looking at women. My favorite part of the show.
Look at that. So let's get into this, your favorite part of the show. Let's talk more about the whole show as a whole and a high spot of the week. Ooh. And I want to thank Bob Zilla for following us and move on to the high spot of the week. And we'll go with Jimmy T on this one. Did you see the high spot of the week? Who is it and what happened?
Now, it depends on how you look at the high spot, okay? When I look at the high spot, I'm thinking someone going off the top rope, okay? I'm thinking someone jumping off or doing a sensor splash through that middle rope. But this week's high spot of the week comes from Nyla Rose. Up, with the powerbomb on down. And she seems to be one of the smoothest and cleanest wrestlers out there. And I just got to point it out. Nyla Rose with the spot of the week. The high spot. Smoothest. Putting them down.
Smoothest.
Now, brother. I had a short list for high spot of the week. And I'm telling you what right now. I had that move on my list as well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Her jumping
about.
Off of that apron with all. Now, I don't mean to be rude. Pounds. She's got to be at least 200 pounds, brother. Straight through.
Oh, you're being generous.
She's at least 200 pounds. I'm not saying any higher than that.
Oh,
it's all muscle, of course, but she went straight through. Was that Hikaru Shida?
Yeah, she did. Now, I gotta say, I like her outfit. I do like Hikaru Shida's outfit. The Ashita.
Where you can see the whale tail in the back.
Oh yeah, you gotta like and a little bit of the hip. You see a little bit of that hip on the side.
Okay. Get a little hip, little whale tail action in there. I'm not gonna lie, it's not bad.
For the whale.
You know, Alpha, when we were watching, I saw Ricky sneak a peek. He was looking, and he didn't want us to know he was looking at that whale tail, but I saw him, Ricky. What you think of that whale tail, buddy?
Oh, it was a whale of a tail right there. I can't deny that one.
His mouth watering thinking about that thing, brother.
But in all seriousness, this is something I want to talk about because it's you know, I don't want to make light. Women in wrestling is just as good as men in wrestling. There's always been, you know, questions about can the women outperform the man, and you see over there in WWE, they're putting them as main event over in WrestleMania and things like that. And I think that's awesome. Okay, Jimmy T stands
very
for women.
Very progressive.
And you know, it does take time. You see, over in we got Ricky from MMA Marks right here, and Ricky can talk to you about this. Okay, he can tell you about how when you introduce a women's division, right, it takes some time to get the quality of that wrestling up. And women in wrestling have been around for a long time. Okay, they've been around for a long time, and they're outperforming some of these men. And I gotta say that the women's division is not just about thick hips and nice plump bumps. You know what I'm saying? It's about doing the maneuvers and hitting them clean. Now, when Rio jumps off that top rope, double stomp straight to the gut of Nyla Rose, you tell me how that don't hurt. You tell me how that don't hurt. That hurts.
There's a lot of gut to not hurt. That's
right. That's right. But,
I actually am impressed when them women can take a shot like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good to see that AEW is building that roster up. It might take some time to get some of these non-WWE level caliber wrestlers, you know, get them up to the same stage. And like I was saying with Rick, you know, UFC got to see a lot of that starting off with, you know, that Ronda Ruby, I think her name is. And she come on in thinking she's all hot shit. And she ended up getting herself knocked the fuck out. Nah, a Roozy. She's a loozy. Ronda loozy.
You don't talk about my girl Ronda Rousey. Where's Ronda Rousey fine ass at?
Oh, you Travis. Right. Are you Travis Brown? You Travis Brown now? You do kind of look like that champion. Travis Brown is a champion. I don't know what he's doing with that loser. I don't know.
Yeah, right, brother. Oh, you know, God. We don't even want to talk about Travis Brown's wife beating ass.
Man, that corn got Jimmy T on fleek.
Holy corn's fermented from that elephant butt.
Yeah. All right, Rick, what's the next segment? What are we talking next? What are we talking about? Oh, Alpha.
Storylines, gentlemen. Alpha. Let's see. What is the best storyline AEW's got going on right now? I mean, there's like three or four main ones. What's your take on the best one that we need to look and we need to watch for in 2020.
Alpha,
now, bro, the two that stood out to me was Moxley joining the Inner Circle. He's going to announce it next week, but you know they've been saying that for the last 6 or 7 weeks that he's going to announce it on the next week. Yeah, I'm losing interest.
Not on that one.
Next Thursday,
they said it week after week. Moxley goes, "I'm going to tell you next week," and then on that one, "I'm going to tell you next week." I'm losing interest in that one. The one I'm most interested in is when Joey Janela, the bad boy, was in that. He was about to cut a promo of the century, and Penelope Ford hit him with that nice arm of hers right through his giblets.
We
can't go wrong with that. No. What do you think, Jimmy T? What do you think, brother?
I must say, we talked a lot about the women's wrestling already. I don't want to go too far here with this Penelope Cruz or whatever hell her name is. But
Ford. Penelope Ford.
Nah, she's good.
Show
she's
the
good.
Woman some respect, brother.
But I like this Joey Janela. You know, he's a little bit crazy. He's a little bit of a macho man, if you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I do got to say, I think that Joey Janela is going to be something, but he ain't there yet, okay? He don't know how to pull off a sufficient lariat. And Joey Janela, he does have that elbow, but that's about all he's got at this point. So I'm waiting to see what he can do. I do believe that Joey Janela loses to Kip Sabian, okay? I do believe I see that happening in the future when I think about it.
No way in hell, brother.
Alpha, you tell me what you think.
No way in hell, brother. What do you watch? Joey Janela is one of the best superstars in AEW, and you think he's going to lose to some dork named Kip?
I mean, Kip is going to be with Sean Spears, I see. I mean, that's my eyes seeing the deepness and the darkness of the man and the myth. And I actually do believe that Kip Sabian and Sean Spears is going to be a tag team. That's what I'm calling it.
You know, you might be onto something here, brother. That might be the smartest thing you ever said.
Wow. Well, we got some agreement going on right now. I like this. I like this. You got the baby face and the heel working together. That's what I like. Or
well,
I
have you backwards? Pointed at the wrong. I you pointed at the complete wrong people right there, bro.
He got it right.
Heel.
You do that again. I got something for you, Ricky. You do that again. I got something for you, brother. I'll hit you with this turnstone pile driver right now.
Ricky, you settle this man down before I have to jump over this desk, jump right over that TV.
Now you can't hit an official. I'm impartial. I made a simple mistake that I corrected.
Now let me just point out.
You pink machine. Calm down. I know you only got one eye. You need to calm down.
Let me ask you something. What good guy is going to attack a ref? You tell me that. I've never seen it happen in my life. And I would never touch you, Ricky. I would never touch you unless you asked.
Well, I got one thing for you. I got one eye. I can't die, and I'm the baby face, just to clarify.
Understood. Let's move on to the promo of the week, guys.
Yeah, we better.
Let's put this down. I made a mistake, corrected it. We'll move forward. Promo of the week. All right, let's start with you, Mr. Babyface. What was your promo of the week?
Look at how we did that. So the promo of the week was
you guys definite. Working together here. There we go. You know what, brother? I know we're supposed to be talking about the promo of the week here. What do we have? We had MJF in the ring saying he's going to be spanking Cody Rhodes with the belt. We had the women going at it in their promo. You know what, brother? I wasn't turned on very much by any promos this week. I thought the best thing was when Sammy Guevara was walking through the crowd telling Jon Moxley how cool it was, and he was taking people's drinks, and he was eating their popcorn and throwing it at them. I don't know if you consider that a promo for the week, but that was my favorite, brother.
Yes, I consider that a promo. He was talking on the mic and walking and promoting his match and promoting the storyline. I count that as a promo. What do you think, Jimmy T?
What was yours? I do have to jump on over to my boy MJF. This guy knows how to talk. Again, just like Sammy Guevara, he's a bit younger than most of the modern day wrestlers. But this man, he is the future. He is funny as hell. He has the look of a god. And if you really think about it, that guy he's got standing behind him, I don't even know his name yet. But
I think it's Oddlaw. I think it's like that same name of that guy from Where's Waldo.
I think so too. But I tell you what, I'm scared of that man. Okay, he's a tough dude. But MJF, you know, he already turned down Chris Jericho for that spot on the Inner Circle. And now you got that Moxley. I don't know about this Moxley. I love it when he does that tongue thing, but other than that, I don't know what else he's got. But I really do think MJF knows how to pull a promo. He knows how to get the crowd going, and I would have liked to see him in the ring tonight doing some wrestling, but, you know, maybe next week we'll get to see it. And, you know, one quick thing, tonight is a special night because we're just debuting this show. I skipped out. I was supposed to be there tonight. They were going to ask me to come in the ring, I think. I'm in Jacksonville. Walked all the way from San Diego all the way to Jacksonville just to be here. And I was going to go to the show. But I chose Alpha. That's the passion I have. Just want you to know. That's what I'm here for. Okay?
You hear the passion, Alpha? The passion of this man.
Brother, is that why we were late tonight? Because you was walking from San Diego, California, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida?
Wow.
I've done that back and forth 4 or 5 times. I tell you, it keeps the gut at bay, and it keeps the corn style rocking. Oh man. It feels good to be here.
So you're saying the promo of the week was MJF saying he's going to be spanking Cody Rhodes with the belt?
Wah-pat, nope. Right in the butt.
Nobody mentioned it. Now I like alphas with Sammy, and I like yours with MJF. But nobody's talking about Chris Jericho bringing out the 4GT for Mox. That was one of the best promos of the night.
That is true. I mean,
Chris Jericho can't be stopped.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but you know we all knew that was pre-recorded because Chris Jericho didn't want to take the time to walk on over to Jacksonville. And that's going to be the Brock Lesnar in him, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Brock Lesnar doesn't want to show up on TV. Brock Lesnar thinks he's a little bit too good. He made a big, big promo a couple weeks ago saying, in Jacksonville, I'm going to make a special presentation. Well, what was that special presentation? Jake Hager? Well, come on. Come on. You can't do this to us. You can't do this to
okay.
And I'm going to add to this. It was pre-recorded. I'm okay with that. I'm used to that. But I'm just getting tired of this Jon Moxley thing, and they've been playing it out. It's been going on too long. They need to just, is Moxley in the inner circle or not, and let's move forward.
I agree.
I mean, I just want to comment on that. I think that Moxley is not going to be in that inner circle. I think Moxley is going to end up fighting Chris Jericho, and I think he's going to be taking that belt home with him up into those stands, walking like Sting, coming on out saying, I am the babyface assassin. And I don't know. I don't know about this Moxley.
I think he's not going to join as well. He'll announce it in about 5 or 6 weeks. He's not joining. He'll get his title shot. And I think Jericho beats him.
We are on the different page now, here, Alpha.
Either one of you, strong gentlemen, turn down a chance to get in the inner circle.
I mean,
the baby face over here, would you turn down a brand new Ford GT? To get in that inner circle.
You talking to me, Ricket?
First things first, brother. I could tell that Ford GT was blue. So, I don't drive anything that ain't hot pink with the black and white racing stripes straight down the middle, brother.
Yeah, me neither.
I'd turn it down in a second. I'd be driving my Tesla truck spray painted pink, got that racing stripe right down the middle looking oh, gosh damn good, before I drive that blue Mustang.
No,
it was a Ford GT, not a Mustang.
Nah, it was a Mustang.
Whatever
take a look.
The hell that thing was. It looked ugly.
You could tell by the license plate.
It don't look as good as a Tesla truck. It ain't nothing to me.
Cyber truck.
Could you turn down a Ford GT?
Nah. I wouldn't turn down no car. I'd take it. I'd join. Right like that.
It beats walking. It beats walking from San Diego to
Georgia. You know, although you would save gas money by walking, so I don't know. I don't know if I would drive that, but I would accept it. I would accept it. And Chris Jericho, you're looking for another member. I'm your dude.
Speaking of superstars and members, let's move right on into the superstar of the week. Who do you got as your superstar of the week from this AEW Dynamite show?
Well,
let's hear what you got to say, Jenny Thompson.
All right, so superstar of the week, you know, we all know where I'm going with this. I was going to say Riho, but I really do think that this week we got to give it to Dustin Runnels. He is just one hell of a show. I've actually loved this man ever since he was Gold Dust, and I remember him fondly as Gold Dust. Never forget it. And it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen when I was a kid. Looking on the TV show, wondering just what the hell that gold sparkle's doing coming from the sky. And Jimmy T sat there, and he was in awe. Made himself a little altar. Put himself up with a picture of Goldust himself. And when Jimmy T's girlfriend broke up with him, he burned that shit to the ground.
So you have heard of Goldust?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Okay. Okay, I'm just saying, because before you said you haven't heard of Goldust. You heard of Stardust. Now you have heard of Goldust. Ooh. I just want to keep that things
sparked straight. His memory, brother.
Yeah, no. I ain't ever heard of no Stardust, but I heard of Goldust. And Goldust knows how to go against the ring. And he does that. He does that. Gets him with one of those. And I love it. And he goes down. And Goldust always loves to do the ball shot. You know what I'm saying? And I love the ball shot. And one of the things with Goldust, the fact is, the man's still wrestling. Still wearing that one piece, skin tight, as tight can be. And I love it.
75 years old.
Mm-hmm, 45 going on 20. And he looks good doing it. But I do got to say, when you really think about all that he's been through in his career, from wearing that baby diaper all the way up to wearing that gold paint, seeing his little brother rise to the occasion, rise to the top, and he still goes out there and puts on a show. I would never, ever let a brother of mine do that to me. I'd chop him down. So when I see him tuck his chin, I say, that's an extra point. Just one point.
Gotcha. All right. So, Alpha, who is your superstar of the week?
Okay, brother. Before I get anywhere else, Jenny Thompson, what's in your front pocket? Show the people what's in there right now, because when it was zoomed in on your candy ass, I was wondering.
I'm glad you mentioned it.
This is a smoke-free facility.
Wow. Uh-uh. Now we understand why Jimmy T's memory is.
It's my corn cob pipe. I actually whittled this out of a piece of corn.
Oh my gosh, brother. All right, get that out of my face. That thing stinks like an elephant's butthole.
Well, you can talk about San Diego like that.
Yeah, I am. That thing smells straight like elephant butthole. Now I'm going to tell you who the superstar of the week is. I agree, it's the man in red. But we're not talking about no Dustin Goldust Rhodes. We're talking about the man in the front aisle. That guy in the red shirt from the crowd. I thought he was going to jump the barrier and get in the ring and lay the whack down on some jabronis all night long.
You know,
that's the superstar of the week, brother.
I got to comment on this because this is AEW in the flesh. Now, back in the day, when we used to watch some wrestling, and we watch, turn on the TV, don't matter if it's Raw, it's SmackDown, it's Nitro, it's In Your House, 1997. There was a man, curly hair, glasses, always in the front goddamn row. I mean, everywhere. It looked like he was a fucking cardboard cutout sometimes, that man. And I went to WrestleMania, and he was there 5 feet in front of me. And I almost poured a cup of piss on him. I almost poured a cup of piss right on him. And I changed my mind. Because Shawn Michaels was walking by, and I hate me some Shawn Michaels. I don't like no Shawn Michaels. But I was so close, I could have put a couple piss right on him, but I didn't. But that's the thing, okay? I just wanted to point this out. Now, think about it. AEW allows everybody else to wear calm, nice baby blue colors. And then you got this man wearing that red shirt. I said, that man's part of
red.
He's part of the show.
Sure. You know he picked that shirt out 2 weeks ago to go to this show.
Only goddamn man you could see in the crowd. One red shirt. But you know what's funny? A couple weeks ago, there was another man doing the same goddamn thing. And I think it was a red shirt. And the JR even commented on it. And he said, look at that man with the red shirt. And I said, that guy's going to be part of the show. Now you remember, Doink the Clown used to be in the crowd back in the day. And you say, who is that clown out there? And then one day he's part of the show, so maybe red shirt.
Talking about Jenny Thompson sitting right in the front row.
I don't know. I have been clowning around a little bit. Let's get on with the show.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, be honest with you. And we're going to recap the whole thing and what stood out and what are we looking forward to moving forward. So I'm going to jump right in and go to Alpha on this one. What did you like about the show, and what do you like moving forward?
I'll tell you what I don't like about the show. They put the commercials in the middle of the match, and then they're doing the best goddamn moves in the middle of the match. They need to change that, brother. Like Sammy Guevara, they go, during the break, check out this move from Sammy Guevara. He's doing a backflip off of the rope. I'm not talking the turnbuckle. He's in the middle of the ropes, and he's doing a back somersault onto the side of the ring, right on old Dustin Rhodes. Yeah, what are they doing that during the commercial break for? It's supposed to be side by side. They don't do the side by side. Now, all right, I'm done. Calm what down, do you think?
Calm down, brother. Calm down.
I do agree. I do agree what you're talking about there, because we saw at least 6 or 7 times they cut on over to the break. And then they said during the break, here's a triple backflip, lunch, triple cow sow. And, you know, we did see a couple of those things, and I don't understand. I mean, I don't like this whole cut to break during a match. I don't ever like it. My boy, better known as Ibar, I've seen matches where he's over here in WWE. Guy's doing backflips off the goddamn top rope, 375 pounds. They're cutting the commercial during the middle of his matches, and it just makes me so irate. But I do got to say one thing, okay? Two things. I got to say two things, and maybe three, all right, if you let me. But I'm going to start with one.
I do. You can't even count that high?
Alpha.
All I need to count to is one, because that's the number I am, okay? But I do get up to 15, maybe 20, sometimes 30. Yeah. All right. Now, I do want to comment on the fact that AEW really does highlight their tag team division. Okay. You know me, I love my tag teams. But SCU, we haven't talked about SCU tonight. And SCU, they really do. They put on a show when they do come on out. And I love the way they speak. We got the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels. And he is so good on that mic. He is so tested over time, if you understand what I'm saying. And then you got Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian. And this team, this trio, even. Now, I'm a big fan of stables. If you know Jimmy T, you know, back in the day, he used to have everybody coming to his side, Basement and everybody else, saying they want to be part of Jimmy T's stable. Jimmy T loves his stables. And so when he sees even a trio, he sees the Nightmare Collective. I love what AEW is doing, bringing everybody together so you can see them all. Because you see, even tonight, there's a few people we did not get to see. We did not get to see that Jericho, other than a little promo. We did not get to see the Sean Spears, Tully Blanchard. Okay? We did not get to see 90% of the women's division. Okay? And that is a shame. Make them all one stable. All the women. One stable.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Understood. So you're looking for stables and you're looking for better moves during, well, not during the commercial breaks. So what are we looking for moving forward? What are we looking to being a positive way to end this show? What are we looking for in 2020 out of AEW? Alpha, what do you got?
I know they're signing some people behind the scenes, brother. I know they're signing them. I know they're teasing some bald guy looks like Kane or something in that Nightmare Collective with the Brandi Rhodes. So what I'm looking forward to most from AEW is seeing the kind of people that billion dollar mogul Tony Khan is bringing into this show. And we're going to see where this show goes throughout this year. 2020 is perfect vision, brother. Trust me.
You just referenced
2020 vision.
You just referenced.
I can see that this show is going all the way to the top this year, brother.
Let me cut you off when I'm talking to you. Do you understand, Alha? You let me cut you off. You say yes, sir.
No. What? No. Calm down. This is a good show. There's no need to get crazy about it now. All right. There's no need to cut anybody off. This is why I'm here. It's why we're here. All right. Calm down. Ricky. All right. Now you will get your turn.
What are you eating over there?
Holy shit.
You talking about my gummy corn?
Jimmy D, what is gummy corn? What are you looking forward to in 2020 from AEW, sir?
Well, Alpha mentioned my good friend, Tony Khan. And I got to say, I cannot wait to formally meet you. Now, Tony, one thing I need from you is the Viking Raiders, okay? I want you to go on out. I want you to just take the Viking Raiders, and I want you to pay them about $10 million apiece. Get that Sarah minimum. Get that Sarah Logan. You take her as well. And you put them right there in AEW. You call them the War Machine. I think that's it. That suits them a little bit better. And you let them be the nastiest tag team ever, because I'll tell you what, the one thing about WWE these days is the writing is just about piss poor. It almost tastes a little bit like that dilly juice. But Tony, take a look at the landscape. You understand? Keep the writing top notch. Do not suffer the consequences that WWE is suffering right now when you take one of the best, greatest tag teams of all time and you call them one of the best and greatest tag teams of all time, and then you randomly let them fucking lose, and then you let them fucking lose again, and then the fucking world champions, okay, and they just lose a non-title match, and then you come out a week later and the team that beat them, they just lose to an NXT tag team. You tell me this makes any goddamn sense. And now next week we're looking at Raw and we're saying, okay, we got the Viking Raiders going against the Jabroni A, B, C, and D. Who's gonna win? Well, if I was in the writing room over here, WWE, I probably assume the Viking Raiders are gonna be dropping the belts and joining AEW. That's what I'm saying right now. So I want you to,
so, brother.
Okay. You know, okay. Now,
that's,
I know,
a good way to stay positive, Jimmy. That's a good.
Getting a little ahead of myself, but I do want to say one thing. Ricky, tell us a little bit about your podcast and tell us a little bit about what we can expect if we add that to our podcast list.
Oh, well, not to self-promote or nothing.
Self-promote. You know,
myself and my cousin Buddy, we have a nice little podcast for MMA. Doesn't necessarily go along with wrestling, but
yes,
MMA is where my heart is. And if you guys like UFC, PFL, or all things MMA, we mark out to all that. That's why we call ourselves MMA Marks. And you can listen to that podcast wherever you get your podcasts on Thursday. And we come out about Thursday evenings. So check us out. And it's a good time. It's a good time. If you like drinking beer and having a couple laughs, we're the podcast for you.
You mind if we bring the cream can corn?
You can bring your cream of canned corn if you'd like.
I can testify for the strength of the MMA Marks podcast. Now, I cannot testify for the strength of their ability to pick fights, because if you look at the leaderboards of the Fight Pick Championship, there's one man at the top. Who is it, brother?
Well, I'll be the first to say.
It is the alpha. It is the alpha at the moment.
You gosh damn right, brother. It's the big pink machine himself at the top of the Fight Pick Championship.
Now just you wait till.
I have to concede to this guy over here. I have to concede to him.
Ricky, don't you worry. Now. I'm going to hack it. Now. I'm going to hack it. I'm going to change your score.
Go ahead, Jimmy T. Help a brother out. Give me a couple extra points.
Oh, no, I ain't going to give it. Brother. I ain't going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to my cousin. Backlog.
Backlog does need it more than I do.
He needs backlog, MMA farts, the backlog, all them jabronis need points, because I think I'm winning. I think I'm double all their points combined.
Lucky. Oh, the pink machine. The pink machine.
You got life. Lucky, just like you got lucky with this tag team partner right here. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Hey, Alpha, what's this up here? It says something about sleeves. What is sleeves?
You talking sleeves? We're talking the top of the line. Nah. Put it up. Ah. Arm sleeves. I'd show you my bottoms.
Whoa.
But I think we might get some TOS issues here. Yeah. We're talking sleeves. We're talking tights. We're talking headbands, like a champion would wear.
There we go.
All that. Anything you need to look like the big pink machine, you can go to sleeves.com. Enter code word backlog 40 and save 40% off your first order, brother.
40% is pretty damn good. That's a pretty good amount. Now, you ever play that Fortnite?
What's Fortnite, brother?
I don't know, but if you enter code backlog into Fortnite when you're buying shit, you help us out. Ricky, you ever play that Fortnite?
No, sir.
Good.
Never have.
All right. I do. I play that Fortnite.
Okay. Is it any good?
No.
They need to bring the mech back in that game, if you ask me.
You know what they need to do? They need to work with AEW, put some of those AEW wrestlers down there. I'd download those characters. I'd download them, and I'd put them right in there.
What character would you like to buy in AEW as a skin in Fortnite, brother, and use code Backlog to, I don't even know what the code does. Does it give us money? Does it give you a discount if you use the code?
No, ain't no discount. Epic Games don't do no discount. No, it gives us a little chunk of change, probably about 80%, 90%, maybe it's 5%. I don't know. But
what character would you use code Backlog to buy in Fortnite if you could from AEW?
There's only one I would put my money down on right this second, and that's Luchasaurus. I would have that skin.
That's a good one, brother.
I would have that skin.
Luchasaurus has the best look in all of AEW, and that's a proven scientific fact.
Now, I might put my money down on Britt Baker. You give me a doctor in there, a little dentist, little toothpick for an axe. What about you?
I'm going through all the superstars right now in all of AEW, and I'm thinking of all of them. And I'm just trying to think of all of them, and I'm running a blank, brother. But off the top of my head, I think it'd be cool to have the other half of the three-man team, Marco Stunt, as a character.
He's the man.
In Fortnite, brother.
I would have liked to see them wrestle tonight, but I know next week we're going to get to see a little bit of that. We got Jungle Boy Jack Perry, Marco Stunt, Luchasaurus. Probably the best trio I've seen in wrestling in a long time. And it's so good to see Luchasaurus back on television. And, you know, as we wind it down, I don't want to go too far over. But as we wind it down, normally we would hit a button here. We have some credits to give some credit to people. And I do want to say, I want to give a shout out here over here to Ricky. Say thank you for being our referee, keeping us at bay. I also want to give a shout out to Miss Shaylin. She probably ain't watching right now, but if she is, Miss Shaylin, help us out with some logos. Help us out with some really good looking pictures and stuff. And she draws really, really good. So Miss Shaylin, thank you so much for all your efforts getting us looking so good. Alpha, who do you have? Who do you want to talk about?
My brother, Chase, from the Ivy League, deserves a shout out for hitting us with a world-class beat music. I don't even know the terminology, but our intro music and all that stuff, he made it with his own two hands and in one big-ass brain of his.
Hell yeah. Love that song.
That's good.
And my brother, Double H himself, Johnny, Double H's, my brother, I don't think he has a, I don't think he's on Twitter at Johnny Mac, but my brother Double H is hooking us up with some voiceovers. I just forgot we haven't used them this week. Jenny Thompson was walking from California to Florida. A little late. Forgot we didn't use them, but I just want to give a shout out to my brother Double H. A shout out Stone Cold Steve Five. Shout out to Cream Fire, Cream of the Crop, rising to the top.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Shout out to that Backlog Network. Anyone involved just has to get a shout out. So, join us.
I want to give a shout out myself to the two followers we got today from Bobzilla, Dark and Paul, and a couple others. You know, we had MMA Marks in the chat here.
Don't forget Big Boss Man. Shout out Big Boss Man as well. He followed today. I know that for a fact.
Sir.
Mr. President, 1897.
Yep.
And all the chat is welcome. Any questions during the chat that become relevant, just put them in there and I'll try and answer them or try and bring them into the show as much as we can. And I think this was a good show, gentlemen. What do you think?
I want to wrap up my part by saying I appreciate everyone tuning in. This is the first and longest show we've ever done. And I think that it went well. I do look forward to tidying some things up. I'm going to make sure that next week I ain't doing my walking and hacking. And we're going to start off that show right after AEW ends. And this week, we do apologize. But this week, AEW, you see, AEW started at 8 o'clock, ended at 10 o'clock. And we were expecting AEW to end at 9:30 because they usually do. But now, we had to revert and change some things. It's a good thing we had that extra 30 minutes so I could finish walking. So next week, you come on, you tune on in, and we'll make sure that we're on at the right time. But Alpha, what's your closing statement?
Ladies and gentlemen, Alpha Maniacs, Alphaholics, and whatever these jabronis followers call themselves, we appreciate you coming to the show, having an electrifying experience with us tonight. You better check out Backlog Time on Twitch. You better check out Ricky Marks on MMA Marks Podcast, found anywhere you find your gosh damn podcast, brother. And if you are walking your candy ass over to Twitch.tv/World Winning Federation right now, then I don't want you in my chat. So you better get your candy ass. I'm just kidding. We still want you in the chat. You're doing that too, okay?
And before everybody leaves, we're going to go ahead. We're going to put it on a closing statement screen so that we can go ahead and raid somebody. We're going to go take a look and see who's online, and we're going to raid them. So don't go nowhere, all right? And when we raid them, make sure you're using your emotes. Make sure you're using your hellos and goodbyes, and you say, Backlog Network sent you.
You gosh damn right. Backlog Network sent you.
That's out for Babyface in a Hill. Good night.